And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're taking a break from Open Line for a bit. And with us today, as she is every Wednesday at this time, is Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. It's good to see you in today. Yeah. And like I said, there right before we got on air, lots of announcements today.
That's a good thing. Your paper and pencil.
All right, here we go.
Write down stuff. All the good stuff. So, well, first of all, just want to do a shout out and thank all of our current military members and veterans who've served to protect our country. So we want to give a shout out to you. And actually, a bonus for them today, Nichols Hitching Post and Maple Street Meat Market are offering 20% off to all veterans today. So if you haven't been in there, today is a great day to do it. So other announcements we've got going on. So Alicia Milton with the Touch of Life Ministries, the Agape Fellowship Church invites you to their community Thanksgiving dinner on November 14th. That'll be 2 to 4 p.m. at 502 Walnut. They're going to have free coats and hats, gloves, hoodies, jackets, and the love of Christ. Great news. One of our favorite days of the year is Match Day. It's coming up. Janie DeVore Gillis from Coffeyville Foundation. That'll be held this year on Thursday, the 19th. It's an opportunity to give to 21 different community nonprofit organizations and funds, and they leverage a match. So all donations will be matched this year, all of them. So they've got $40,000 in matching funds to participate. So basically, you just give to one of your favorite charities, and then they'll match it.
Nice.
Now, it's a little different because they're trying to make sure to maintain social distancing. So what they're going to do is the former Community State Bank branch on 8th Street from 7 to 5:30 will allow for no contact drop-off. So also new this year, you can actually mail in your donation by November 19th. So you can pick them up now. I think we actually have some at the chamber. And you can also go online for 24 hours. And that'll be at givematchgrow.com. So great project. We do it every year. And I'm just so grateful for our foundation because they have really stepped up this year to help all the nonprofits. So, Pat McCory, First United Methodist, this week is Pasta Sunday for their donations that they're doing for the Christmas blessing baskets for the Salvation Army. And then they're also working with Windsor Place to collect basic necessities at Christmas for their residents. And so if you need a gift suggestion, you can call Windsor Place. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army. It's almost that time of year where we start doing the bell ringing.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. But they do need volunteers. So if you, your family, group, club, whatever, wants to help out and sign up for some days, give Joe a call at the Salvation Army. Sunflower Soda Shop, one of my favorite places. Get ready to do another $25 giveaway. So you have to go on their giveaway post on Facebook and comment on your favorite pie flavor. It's about that time, which I have some news about pies in a minute.
And What's your favorite pie flavor?
Oh, probably coconut cream pie.
Pumpkin pie right here.
Yeah. I like them all. It just kind of depends on my mood.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely like coconut cream. And don't forget, if you are needing meals or desserts for Thanksgiving, you have to get the order in by the 19th. And they're also making like pint-sized sides. So it's kind of those things where if you don't want to do the full cooking, let them do some of it for you.
Nice.
Take it out. So yeah, the Sunflower Soda Shop. The library, as you know, have kind of had to do a lot more things online this year. But if you're looking for some things to do with like your kiddos, I love it because they're doing all these crafts and storytelling and all kinds of stuff just online. I mean, it's either live through Facebook or they post it on their website. So, for example, today they're having a preschool story time. That'll be posted on Facebook. Friday, they're having a do-it-yourself teen and adult craft. And then next Tuesday, they're having another craft for kids, and that'll be posted on Facebook. So, just fun things for you to do so you can still keep the kids engaged and active. So
absolutely.
So some good news. We've always have a lot of people looking for volunteer opportunities, especially students, you know, because they have to have community service hours. And then you've got groups and organizations actually needing volunteers, but trying to find the connection is sometimes hard.
Yeah, trying to get them together.
Yeah, like how. So we created a Facebook page called Volunteer Coffeyville. Any group, not individuals, so grandma can't post that she needs her leaves raked or something, unfortunately. But any group that's got a project or needs volunteers for a while, they can post on our page, and then volunteers that are looking can be checking every, you know, week or every month and kind of see what's coming up. It's brand new, so we don't have much posted yet, but we're just trying to get the word out on that. So it's called Volunteer Coffeeville. I do know right now Red Cross is desperately needing volunteers. They're going to be doing some local trainings. And, you know, if you're thinking about volunteering, that'd be a great place to do it. So, okay, some good announcements that I'm excited about. This Sunday is the Chamber's annual holiday open house. And that's where you go to about 20 different businesses around town that are going to be having specials and food and just fun shopping. We have our special bags, so you have to go to the Chamber this week. They're $5, but oh my gosh, the coupons in there are worth, I don't know, probably at least $100 worth. So great coupons you only get if you get the bag. So
right.
Stop by, grab your bag, and they're cute too. They're little totes, and it says keep the cheer here for Coffeeville. And grab that, and then we'll see you on Sunday. A lot of people have been asking about this new thing. What's the Christmas on the Plaza? So Coffeeville Christmas. We're trying to make Coffeeville the place to go for Christmas holiday. So people out of town are like, oh, we haven't been to Coffeeville yet for the season. So what they're doing is they partner with the Brown Mansion. You go out to the Brown Mansion. You do your little candlelit tours, which is only $5. That's to me, dirt cheap.
Oh yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, I know. I think that's amazing they're doing.
And to see the house lit up in candles,
so beautiful.
I didn't get to see it last year because I got really really busy on a lot of the time. But heard it is just so incredible. It's almost a completely different house at night.
It is. It's beautiful, and they have candles from Magnolia Scents over in Independence. They're so yummy. and so they have those all in the house, so different rooms have a different smell, and it's awesome. But then after you do that, then you come down to the plaza, and there's going to be vendors. I think they've got like 25 different vendors that are going to be selling everything from Christmas gifts, you know, home goods, you name it. There's even going to be the Jack kids from the high school. They're going to be Christmas wrapping, so you can pay to have all your stuff done if you don't have to worry about wrapping. All the restaurants are going to be open. They're going to have specials. We're hoping to have some Santa sightings. Hot cocoa. I mean, you name it. Just a fun time. And of course, the tree's up. Have you seen it?
I have not yet. I got to see them.
It's up. I don't think it's quite lit and everything yet. But yeah, the tree will be up. The downtown will be beautiful with all kinds of Christmas lights. And it'll be a fun time. So getting ready to come up also is the Christmas Bucks giveaway. So in the years past, we did drawings and tickets. This year, because we want more people to have access to that money and we want to give back to the community, we're going to do it like we did our bounce back program. So basically every $50 you spend at one of the stores, you bring your receipt to the chamber and we give you $10 back in bounce back or Christmas bucks, whatever you want to call them. So, it's kind of nice because it gives you more cash for the holidays. And then of course it's to help our local businesses, stay open and stay strong. So that will kick off on December 4th. It'll go about 2 weeks or until we run out of money because it's hard to predict how fast people will be coming in. So
right.
More details coming soon. Stay tuned on our website and Facebook page. Okay, earlier I mentioned pies, right?
Mm.
Who likes desserts? Me, me.
Me.
Okay. Since we've not been able to have some of our fundraisers this year because of COVID, we wanted to be able to get some of that funding. And so we're going to do a dessert auction. We're going to do it for 4 weeks in a row, and it'll always be on Thursday except for Thanksgiving week. We want everybody to get their desserts ahead of time. So it'll start Thanksgiving week, and on that week, on the 23rd, which is Monday, we will go on Facebook and post pictures of 5 desserts from local bakers, homemade recipes, the best pies, you know, all the fun stuff. And then you go out and bid, and all that money will go towards helping the chamber. It'll help us with like scholarship programs that we've been doing, business trainings, even our community events like our parade and our open house. And so all that money will go to helping Coffeeville. But yes, if you don't want to have to make a pie for Thanksgiving, we'll take care of it for you.
Yay.
So stay tuned on Facebook on Monday, the 23rd. Okay, I have last thing is two opportunities to have your voice heard. First one is our annual awards. Voting has gone live for that. So Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Rising Star, Citizen of the Year, and Volunteer of the Year. All those are posted, and all you have to do is go in and click your favorite, and then we will be giving out special awards in January. It's on Facebook, or you just give me a call and on email, and I'll send you the link. And we want 1,000 people to vote. We really want to show these people in our community that they deserve these awards.
Vote, 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 vote.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I know we told you that last week, but this is something for some fun. So
it is really good. Yeah. This one's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there's no stress involved. You know, this is no controversy. I won't recount any of the votes. It's final. It's done. So go out and vote for the Chamber Annual Awards.
Yes.
And then one last thing that you can do to have your voice heard is we have a survey out called Customer Service Survey. What do customers really want here in Coffeyville? Like, what are your biggest pet peeves? Is it rude people? Is it long wait lines? What do you wish more restaurants offered? Or what do the retail stores offer? So basically, go out to the survey, share what you think is most important when it comes to customer service, and then we're going to take all those results and share it with our local businesses. And hopefully some of them will be able to use some of those things, those strategies to improve their customer service. And I'm hoping also, it's going to give us an idea of what products are still needed in Coffeyville. Maybe we can recruit some businesses here to offer those products. Not going to promise, because it's hard sometimes to recruit a business, but go out and fill out that survey. Again, that's on Facebook, or I have it at the Chamber, so just give me a call and I'll send it to you. So lots of great stuff happening. Our community calendar will be going out here in a couple weeks. There's so much going on in November and December, so yeah, it's exciting.
All right. And before we let you get out of here, if anybody has any questions about all those announcements or maybe something else, how can they get a hold of you?
So give me a call at the Chamber, 251-2550. You can message us on Facebook. You can email us. Our emails are on the website. Or you can stop in. We're open 8:30 to 5 every day.
All right.
We're even open today. So I know we had some people wanting to pick up their bags. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's veterans. You won't be open. I'm like, well, fortunately, I'm still working. So we're still here. We love our veterans, but we had to stay open. So stop by today.
Absolutely. And one more thing here before we go. I'm going to have you answer our Nichols Hitching Post poll question today. What is your least favorite household chore? And we have listed vacuuming, laundry, mopping, dusting, dishes, or hate them all.
That's a hard one. I really do hate them all. But but if I had to choose, I really hate cleaning bathrooms.
Especially
with boys, little boys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know that. I know that feeling. Even though I only get them like 2 days a weekend, it's just after they leave, I'm like, what happened in here? You know?
I know.
And their bedroom's the same way as well, though. It's like I get it all cleaned up, and I'm like, all right, it's clean. 2 days later, okay, it's a disaster area again.
Mm-hmm. You find random food. You're like, what were you doing eating in here?
What are your tater rounds in the corner? What's going on over there?
So, exactly.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And we will see you again next weekend.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. When we come back, we will get right back to Open Line. We'll take your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you want to weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Pulse Poll question of the day, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.